Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why is this man the odds-on favorite for the job at LSU?
I do not know who the odds-on favorite is, so I'm interested to hear this.
Depends on where you look.
Okay.
But Nick Saban, in many books,
yeah,
is the number one guy.
Is it possible that he's the odds-on favorite because people will bet on it and books want them to bet because it won't be Nick Saban?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, I would think that.
Pretty much all credible college football insiders are saying that he is not coming back.
Yeah.
And his wife is like, yeah, no.
No.
And he doesn't want to.
Miss Terry, I think her name is.
But for some reason, he tops the list. I mean, I could see him being interested. Well, one, I mean, you know, once a football coach, always a football coach.
Sure.
Much like yourself.
Clearly. Yeah, me and Nick Saban the same.
But I could see him being interested because he knows he can run the show there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no real leadership.
Well, he's 74, for God's sakes. Like,
I know, but there's a lot of old guys out there. I mean, Pete Carroll's still out there.
Yeah, Nick Saban wants to be coaching when he's 80.
I can't imagine. Some men do, yes. Yeah. I mean, Nick Paterno, remember him?
Old Nick Paterno. No, don't.
He coached till he was 800.
Yeah, but here's my point is, if Saban still wanted to be the coach at Alabama, he would still be the coach at Alabama. So stepping away from the best job where he had run college football for 20 years, so he's missed it these last 2 years so much that he's going to go step into a hornet's nest in LSU and potentially pee all over his legacy. This was like, was it like 2 weeks ago? 10 days, 2 weeks, something like that, there was an LSU message board that caused people to freak out because they were saying, no, inside sources, I have this, Saban's the guy.
And it's going to be announced.
And that's kind of where all this stuff is, old sliced bread. And I just, Nick Saban is not going to be the next coach at LSU. That's just not going to happen.
Well, like I said, I mean, all the credible college football insiders are saying the same thing,
yeah.
And yet he's
the odds-on favorite.
He tops the list. It's kind of weird.
I just think that's one of those where if you're a book, I would put him too. I like telling people, oh yeah, bet on this because it's just that's just free money.
All right. Well,
maybe Nick Paterno. Maybe he. You know,
yeah. What's he doing?
I don't
now?
Know what Nick Paterno is doing, but you know, maybe there's Jay Paterno. Does that do anything for you?
What's he do? Did he get shunned too because of his daddy?
Yeah, I think so. All of that just kind of
can't.
Got,
can't hire a Paterno.
Yeah,
really?
No,
I don't think so. Yeah, I think that
is that a little. I mean, is that a little unfair? He was there, right, Jay?
Yeah, they were all there.
Well, who's all? What do you mean?
Well, Paterno, the redheaded guy. I'm trying to think of who the.
Well, I know who.
Oh,
the
graduate assistant or whatever.
Yeah.
McCready.
I don't think
name.
He has a job either.
No.
I think all of those guys kind of just got...
Wasn't he the whistleblower guy?
Yeah. Well, not really.
He blew the whistle.
Yeah. He knew about it and he kind of blew the whistle. He's the one that told Joe Paterno and then Joe Paterno was like, eh. And then he decided to just end it at that. He's like, well, I did my part.
That's just Jerry being Jerry.
Yeah, he allegedly saw Jerry Sandusky raping a kid in the shower, and his big thing was he told Joe Paterno, And then Paterno was like, he was playing like horseplay. And then everyone just kind of ignored it for another decade or something. But no, Jay Paterno has not coached. He is, he's done too. My guess is he took some of that Joe Paterno money and just rode off into the sunset. I mean, you couldn't hire, you know, it's the Art Briles thing. Art Briles hasn't coached. There's just some scandals that you don't come back from. And
oh, Briles is coaching.
Not in college and not in the CFL. He's a high school, like, right?
Yep, Texas High School.
Yeah. Well, that goes to show you that the Texas High School does not have the same morals that the Canadian Football League has, for God's sakes.
Oh, you know what? He went back to Italy.
Oh, yeah, he's over there now.
Well, he was over there before. He was over there. And then he came back,
yeah.
And now he's back over. Yeah, he was in Italy in 2018, came back to coach Mount Vernon in Texas, and now he's back over there coaching the Italians.
Yeah, they don't. My guess is that hasn't stuck the same way it has over here. But yeah, there's just some things that you can't.
Do you think they smoke while they play?
I would hope so.
Kind of hope, yeah.
Maybe have a nice Italian coffee
like
over there on the sidelines.
Like the kicker and the replacements. That was awesome.
Some wine.
Dude, more people need to smoke while playing football. You're telling me you line up for like a 67-yard field goal and you got to put out the dart on the bottom of your kick and shoe? Come on.
Can you imagine if Aaron Rodgers was just smoking a heater, puts it out, and then goes in and throws a touchdown like 70 yards down the field?
Vladdy Divac used to go into the tunnel and smoke at Moda Center. When they would play the Kings, Vladdy would leave the bench and go into the tunnel. If you've ever been down there, like it breaks off. And players, you can go down there. Like if you're a fan, you can watch them. It's where you get autographs and stuff. And Vladdy would go down there and he'd rip a couple drags off his heater and then he'd go back in the game. Mario Lemieux used to smoke in between periods of hockey games. You know, it happens. So why not let the NFL kicker? Jim Leland used to smoke in dugouts. That was amazing. And did the PGA finally ban cigarettes, right, on the course?
I don't think so.
Because it was a number of years ago. It wasn't that long ago that, like, who was the old the Spaniard?
Cabrera.
Yeah.
Angel Cabrera.
Yeah, Angel Cabrera. He would smoke cigarettes. It was Arnold Palmer ripping heaters out on the course.
I'm sure Daly was, too, a couple of points.
Oh,
yeah, there's no rule against smoking. Okay. I just don't think a lot of guys do it as much as they used to.
Yeah, or they don't show it on camera.
But there, yeah, I mean, I remember my first PGA Tour event that I went to. Mm-hmm. That was like one of my big takeaways was, oh my God, all these guys smoke. They just never, they try to hide it from TV. They just flick their cigarette over into the grass when they hit their shot and then they go pick it up. You never see it on TV.
No.
But a lot of them smoked back then. No. This was in the 90s. But,
well, I mean, if I play around, I have a cigar. Is that any better or worse than if I smoke a cigarette?
Well, I've always thought cigars slightly better than ciggies.
Yeah.
A lot of guys dip out there on the course, too.
No. Well, now it's all about the Zins. He's out there broing it up.
Well, there's that
Zins
LPGA player who's who smokes.
Yeah.
Charlie Hull.
Yeah, Charlie Hull. She's got a whole bit around smoking.
Yeah, she was signing cigarettes, man. That was great.
Wait, what?
It was a fan after the whole story went viral. They brought her a cigarette to sign, and she awkwardly signed it. She's like, all right, this is kind of fun, but it's just,
like a pack of cigarettes?
No, just like a single.
You can sign a single cigarette?
That would be a very delicate signature.
Yeah, right?
It's what it looked like.
But go look at her pictures of her smoking. She's hot. She's got a dart hanging out of her mouth.
Yeah.
Dropping birdies on fools out on the LPGA. And by the way, she doesn't give an F either.
No.
She's from England.
Aussie, I thought.
Is she Aussie?
Smoking is more accepted in other parts of the world than
nope, you're right.
Here.
English.
Yeah,
sir.
She's British. Yeah.
Boy, she's
probably doing it with Tommy Fleetwood.
She's fantastic. I was thinking more like Shane Lowry, my Irishman.
She doesn't cross the.
she doesn't go over there to the Irishman.
Crossing over there.
Yeah. Ryder Cup hero, Shane Lowry.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.